All right, it's our NFL picks. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in studio. You can check out their podcast on Google Play, iTunes. You can find them on all the Facebooks and the Twitter machines. We've got the Niners opening up against the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. That's a 125 kick on Fox.
This is a long trip for the Niners to open the season. And they play week 2 against Cincinnati in Cincinnati. It's a lot of road travel to start. And I don't think that you can discount the fact that that's in the back of their minds. You give Kyle Shanahan 2 weeks to prepare for anybody, you have to really like their chances in a situation like this. But if you're a Niner fan, you've noticed over the last few years that they seem to rack up a lot of penalties. And on the road, that will come back to kill you. This is a different Niner defense, for sure. They can get after the quarterback now. They showed that even without D Ford and Joey Bosa playing. Nick Bosa playing. Joey didn't play either.
No, he
didn't. But they showed that they can get after the quarterback. And if you watched any of the Tampa Bay Buccaneer preseason, which of course you didn't because you are a sane person.
Right.
Jameis Winston had his lunch handed to him the entire preseason. So if the 49ers are going to assert their dominance in the pass rush, this is going to be the game to do it. The problem is, the 49ers secondary in years past has not really been disciplined enough to stay home on busted plays. So if Jameis Winston breaks contain in the pocket, it could be a problem. Do you believe Richard Sherman and all the hype he's giving with the secondary now? The 49ers linebackers have a lot of speed. It's just about discipline in this point. The one thing I will say is that Bruce Arians said this week, maybe Jameis Winston is a better athlete than I give him credit for, which is like a weird backhanded compliment that he gave him, which means that he's trying to keep him in the pocket, which could really come back to haunt them.
Yeah.
Mike Williams poses a problem for them. I think this game is super close, but the Niners are going to be able to keep that offense off the field with a running game. Tampa Bay spent a lot of draft capital on the defense, but they're young. And so I think Tampa's a pick, I think, in this game from a gambling standpoint. I think the Niners win by like a field goal.
I think it's going to be a little bit bigger divide. I'm going to actually predict by a touchdown. Or two, but I think the Niners are going to come away with this one.
Wow.
All right. I'm in.
I'll take that. That's going to be a clean sweep for the Niners. I expect the pass rush to be in full effect. Matt Breida is going to have a big game, I think. They're going to take pressure off of Jimmy Garoppolo, not make him win this game because it's his first game back. Right. They don't have to because Matt Breida's awesome. Broncos at Raiders, Monday Night Football, a tradition returns.
Yes, man, they sure love to give the Raiders that Monday night game to really show everybody what's going on.
All right, Ben, what do you have?
You know, I'm excited this season. I told myself at the end of last season I wasn't going to get hyped up. Whether you watched Hard Knocks or not, I'm still hyped up, and I happen to watch Hard Knocks too. So it's one of those things. I'm excited to see our running back, Jacobs. I'm excited to see a lot of these new players come out and really show themselves. You know, it's going to take a while for the defense to get together. It's just that's just how this rolls, and that's honestly why I'm excited we're playing Denver the first game. They're just going to be tough. They're going to be a really tough team, but they're going to be even tougher as they develop and gel together throughout the season. So I'd rather face them a little earlier when there is some uncertainty. You know, it's going to be a tough game regardless, but I think the Oakland Raiders have a better chance of beating them. So I'm going with the Raiders.
I like what the Raiders did in the offseason, generally speaking. I think the unsung signing for that team is Tyrell Williams, who could really stretch the field. If you're the Raiders, you have to be able to protect Derek Carr. I don't know that they can do that, right? I just don't. Because it's an offensive line, there's a lot of question marks in it. And so if you're going to, they get the benefit of playing at home, which is super helpful. And I think this game is super close. It's a divisional game. I just think that it's a tough matchup for the Raiders coming right out the gate in the division. It's close, but I think it's Denver's game to win.
We always say that you never know what can happen in week 1, right? It's always crazy.
Everyone's tied for first right now.
Everyone's tied for first. The stats don't really matter. They're at home. I don't know. I feel like if Derek Carr's mind is right, which he hasn't been in a while, if he's finally there, then it's like evened up. And I think that this is a game that the Raiders can win at home. All right, well, the guys are sticking around. Beer 30 is coming up next.